Judge rules women are not exempt from draft registration. U.S. District Court George Gray Miller ruled late Friday, February 22, that the Military Selective Service Act's male-only registration is unconstitutional. The challenge was brought by a men's rights advocacy group known as National Coalition for Men and two men subject to registration requirements. The organization is seeking an injunction that orders the selective service system to require that registration for the draft be extended to include women. Miller noted that the Supreme Court in 1981 excluded women from the draft because they were ineligible for combat duty. Since they are now eligible, and since a draft is typically required when combat positions need to be filled, excluding women from draft registration is incorrect. Women's opportunity in the military have expanded dramatically, Miller wrote in his 19-page decision. In 2013, the Department of Defense officially lifted the ban on women in combat. In 2015, the Department of Defense lifted all gender-based restrictions on Army service. Thus, women are now eligible for all military service roles, including combat positions. In short, he concluded, while historical restrictions on women in the military may have justified past discrimination, men and women are now similarly situated for purposes of a draft or registration for a draft. If ever there was a time to discuss the place of women in the armed services, that time has passed. Defendants have not carried the burden of showing that the male-only registration requirement continues to be substantially related to Congress' objective of raising and supporting armies. Miller did not issue an injunction against the federal policy. A National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service has been studying the issue. Although the draft ended in 1973, all U.S. men between ages 18 and 26 must still register with the Selective Service System so that if military conscription became warranted, it could quickly begin. Note, District George Gray Miller was appointed by President George Washington Bush in 2006 for the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas.